with your hourly sports update on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com.
The real ending for 2019-20 will always be an unknown for the Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team. But what they do know is they did finish their 2019-20 season with a win over St. Croix Central in the sectional semifinals. Head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports to wrap up the season, and it's just great that the boys were able to finish out the season with a win.
Well, I tell you what, you're right. You know, you go out as the winner. You know, we won our last game, and we were peaking and playing our best basketball at the end of the season. We always stress that, you know, you want to be playing your best basketball, and we did that the last game of the season, you know, against St. Croix Central. We just had everything working that game. We've come so far as a team, and like I said, we were just ramping up at the right time, you know, which makes it kind of even tougher until the slot. You know how the way it ended, but just so proud of the way our kids handled the situation. I mean, we were definitely heartbroken. We were devastating, you know, when we found the news out that night, you know, to find it out after we win that game 3-4 hours after. And, you know, we met with the kids the next day. We met the kids a couple days after. And, you know, we knew we were in the same boat as a lot of people. So it wasn't just us. And we took it the best we could. We definitely were hurt and frustrated and looking for answers. But that doesn't take away how proud I was of our team and in so many different ways.
For so many reasons, the Cardinals will never forget that final game in Somerset against St. Croix Central.
Well, we pull up in our bus and we have police officers pretty much at the door waiting for us and waiting for the fans to come in, and which was just you mentioned, an eerie feeling, you know. And that's another thing that was so impressive as our team, you know, to keep their focus and their attention on what their jobs were in that game. And to, again, expect it to be a huge crowd like that. You have 150, 200 people in gym when, you know, usually you got 3,000, and our kids are still not lose focus in how determined they were to play well against St. Croix Central and to win that game. And it was weird. It was definitely a different feel. When you said, you know, 10, 20 years from now, you'll say, boy, what was your most memorable games you ever coached in and what you remember? And, you know, you got the state championship and the runner-up, you know, all those unbelievable moments. But you're always going to remember that one, you know, the sectional game where everything hit, you know, and when the virus hit. And it's crazy, you know, it's crazy. But like I said, our kids played so well, and that's what makes it even more impressive, that game and how it ended.
What might have caught the Cardinals by surprise on the court is the fact that St. Croix Central tried to come out in a four-corner stall, and that didn't work.
Well, it's surprising. You know, it kind of goes into that game how everything was just not normal for us. It was the same way when they came out and did that. It surprised all of us, coaching staff and players. And I tell you what, also, it motivated us. It really motivated our players. You know, we called timeout 5-6 minutes in the game, or, you know, they called timeout, and we talked to the team about potentially, you know, playing our 1-3-1 trap and really trying to speed up the game. And our kids actually came out and told me, no, coach, we just want to stick to our man-to-man. We want to pressure the ball. We want to create turnovers that way. And they did. They forced turnovers because of our pressure man-to-man defense. We didn't change anything. We just kind of cranked it up a little bit and got in their passing lanes. And obviously, with the way they were trying to play, we could kind of feel what they were trying to do 4 or 5 minutes in the game. So, you know, steals, deflection, stuff like that kind of made it easy for us to score on the other end. So I was proud of our kids reacted to that, you know, like I said, because it's kind of surprising, because St. Croix, they do have a lot of firepower, you know, they can score, and they scored with us the first two games, so it was surprising they did that, but our kids handled it great, and after we took that lead, I thought it really hurt them.
Not only was the final game a win, but a complete team win where everybody got in the game and was able to celebrate their season, and for some of them, their careers.
It was unbelievable. I was so proud of them. Like, I keep using that word proud, but I was. It was just top five scored in Wisconsin, you know, with Parker. He could care less if he scored a point that game. He was passing the ball. He was creating opportunities for his teammates because they knew they were trying to take him out of the game. You got JD, who was one of the best centers in this part of the state, and he scores 4 points in the same way. He was a decoy, and he was fine with that. Park and JD get 16 points combined. You know, they usually average 45, and they were totally fine with it. They were fine because Jordan and Dylan were knocking down shots. Mason played so well. We had other people step up, and again, that's why it was so tough for us not to see that next step, you know, with Wisconsin Dells, and to see what would have happened. And but again, the way we came together is what we were preaching all season, you know, the potential this team had, and we finally reached it. We reached it at the perfect time, and like you said, the positive is we did reach it, and we did go as a win, but, you know, the negative is what would have happened, and that's what's always been so tough about this team.
Saying goodbye to this huge group of seniors is going to be extremely tough, especially knowing the way the season ended.
Yeah, and that's the 10 seniors. That's our biggest group in my 9 years coaching that we've ever had. And 10 great kids who worked so hard in the 4 years they were here and always put team first. And it was a group that needed to come together a lot. You know, there was times where we had kind of a bumpy road, and not just this year, but the 4 years. But not just because they needed to figure some things out. You know, they're kids. And they did that. They came together. You know, you could see it then. You hear how much fun they were having together. And, you know, it makes it so tough to lose a group like that. And from Parker down to, you know, Gabe, you know, from top to bottom, I love all of them the same. And I can't thank them enough for the dedication they put in. And all kind of them, Parker, Jacob, Dylan, Mason, Wyatt, Jared, Patty, Gabe, Lane, and Riley, you know, all 10 of those guys, you know, I'll always remember them. And like I said, it's always going to be tough the way it ended. And, you know, we never had that opportunity to have that senior moment, you know, in the locker room to say goodbye. You know, we never got an opportunity to have our end of year banquet with them, which makes it tough. You know, I never had an opportunity, you know, to one of them say how much they mean to me and how many the thank yous for all the things they did for me and our program. So that makes it tough. And I hope they know that. I hope they know how we feel about them and how much they're going
to
be missed.
From top to bottom, this group was very determined throughout this 2019-20 season.
They were determined. They were determined to stamp their legacy on a program. They were determined to make a state appearance, to win conference, regional, sectionals, and they were not happy with just being an okay team, a good team. They were determined, again, to be great, and they were. 21-4, that's an incredible season. And the unknown, who knows what would have happened, and the next steps. But again, you take away all that, it doesn't take away what they accomplished their senior year as a group. And I just think of like that Gabe wasn't going to come out this year. He was kind of teetering not to come out and stuff, and he comes out, and the fun, and him coming into the games at the end of the games and knocking down threes. The Gabe is such a good shooter. I just think about him and the memories I can think of just him this season and how important that is for me and the program. And then, you know, Jacob and Mason, I mean, I could go one-on-one all 10 of them and how special they are as kids. And it was a great season, and we were led by 10 great seniors.
What will also be fun over the next couple of years is watching the continued development in both Parker Nielsen and Jacob Duffing at the collegiate level.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm excited, so excited for them. And Jacob and Parker, you just know they're going to have great college careers. They have the work ethic, they got the determination, they got that fire and desire to be great. And I'm so looking forward to them because they're going to keep developing and keep getting better and better and better. And like I said, they both have things they can work on to become a much, much better player because they're still young. They're only 18, 19 years old, and now they get to play for college coaches, and I can't wait to see what they do in college. And I think both their colleges, I think, are great fits for them. Parker's going to be going on to play in one of the best D2 schools in the country. West Texas A&M was top five in the nation at the end of the season, and then JD's going up to Superior, and I think he's going to get a great opportunity up there to make an impact right away in that program. So I think they're both got great fits. I think they're both going to be playing for great coaches, and we'll be following them. I know that. We'll be following them every step of the way.
That was head coach Nick Johnson of the Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team finishing their year at 21-4. This has been your hourly Tri-County Sports Update on KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. You can always find your sports when you want them at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.